Today we have the beautiful feast day of the archangels, Saints Michael, Saints Gabriel, and Saint Raphael. They are the only three angels mentioned by name in Scripture. Even though the word angel appears over 700 times in the Bible, it's only these three angels that are named in Scripture. Now, angels are pure spirits of intellect and will, and they're, by their nature, they are spirits, but their mission is to be a messenger from God. That's where they get the name angel, which comes from the word meaning messenger. Now, if an angel has a very special message to give to the world, he's called an archangel, if he has a very important message. And so the three archangels are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. The word Michael means one who is like God. Gabriel means the strength of God. And Raphael means the healing of God. Notice that the E-L on the end of the name means God. Like El Shaddai is God of power. So Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, one who resembles God, the strength of God, and the healing of God. Now, one time this feast day was only the feast day of St. Michael, but a number of years ago, also Gabriel and Raphael were added to September 29th. Now, what we know about St. Michael is that he's mentioned first in the book of Daniel, and he's the defender of the Jewish people, the chosen people. And so we need to continue to pray. If you know someone of the Jewish faith, pray to St. Michael the Archangel for their conversion to the fullness of God's revelation, which is the Catholic faith, Catholic Christianity. So St. Michael is the patron of the chosen people, the Jewish people. So he's mentioned in the book of Daniel. He's also mentioned in the book of Revelation, what we had in our first reading today. The great battle broke out in heaven, and St. Michael was the great leader of the heavenly host. And because he led this battle, he's a patron saint of those who fight, namely patron saint of soldiers, of policemen, firemen, and those who promote justice. A fascinating event occurred in Italy. St. Michael the Archangel appeared in Gargano, Italy, in the 5th century. And there's a cave of St. Michael the Archangel in southern Italy. You can go to that very spot. There's a church built over the place where St. Michael had appeared to during an invasion of the Goths. St. Michael appeared to strengthen the Christians in their fight against the Visigoths who were coming in to attack Italy. There's also a magnificent Benedictine monastery on the western coast of France, Mont Saint-Michel. I'm sure many of you have heard of that. It's almost like an island out there, and the water comes up, and they have the monastery, and the whole town is on the island, named after St. Michael the Archangel. At the very top of that beautiful monastery and cathedral is a statue of St. Michael the Archangel. Also in Cornwall, England, there's Mount St. Michael's as well, to give St. Michael great honor and devotion. St. Gabriel is the one we know a little bit more about because he was the angel of the Annunciation. He's also the one that went to Zechariah and asked and told Zechariah that he was going to be the father of St. John the Baptist. But Gabriel is also mentioned in the Old Testament in the book of Daniel as well. But primarily, he's noted for giving us really the first part of the Hail Mary, since he's the one who came to the Blessed Mother saying, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Speculation that he's the Blessed Mother's own guardian angel, according to some of the fathers of the church. So he was the great herald of the Incarnation, bringing God's message to the human race. And because he was so active in giving messages to the world, Pope Pius XII named him the patron saint of communications, especially patron saint of television. And lastly, Saint Raphael. He's only mentioned in one book of the Bible, and that is the book of Tobit. And he is really God's envoy to bring prayers and healing and guidance. You might remember he guides Tobiah on his journey. Eventually he marries Sarah. And so he's also the one who helps cure Tobit of blindness. So he's patron saint of travelers and healing. But I think really what the angels, especially the archangels, show us is how God cares for us. He cares for us so much that he gives us the providential guidance and care of the angels these incredible beings of truth and beauty and goodness, but they're there in God's plan, the archangels and the angels, to watch over us, to protect us, and to lead us to our eternal destination, which is our heavenly home.